88% of the workweek is spent communicating, typing, talking, and going back and forth on topics until everyone is on the same page. It's time for a change. It's time for Grammarly. Grammarly's AI ensures your team gets the point across the first time, eliminating misunderstandings and streamlining collaboration. It goes beyond basic grammar to help tailor writing to specific audiences. Whether that means adding an executive summary, fine-tuning tone, or cutting out jargon in just one click. 4 out of 5 professionals say Grammarly's AI boosts buy-in and moves work forward. It integrates seamlessly with over 500,000 apps and websites, is implemented in days, and is IT approved. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who trust Grammarly to elevate their communication. Visit grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Ritual is hardly the only brand running a Black Friday sale, and you've probably got tons of baby items on your list. But how about what your body needs? With a range of pregnancy-safe nutrient support, including natal choline and their best-selling prenatal multivitamin, Ritual is where you can use your savings to support you and your baby. Products are heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and sourced through their trademark traceable supply chain. So don't skip the essentials. Shop 40% off at ritual.com/podcast.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. There's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Three Terrible Gamers podcast. This is episode 116 here always with Colin.
Hey guys.
All right, we're kind of recording this a few days early because I'm going back home to West Virginia for Thanksgiving early, but figured we'd get this episode out for you guys. So go ahead and start with one from last week. Bethesda workers are striking against Microsoft.
Yeah, last year, quality assurance workers at Bethesda and ZeniMax Studios formed ZeniMax Workers United, a union, basically. The largest certified video game union in the United States. If I would have just read the topic rest of the, or the sentence rest of the way, I would have had it, but now that the union is putting its collective power to test in a brief strike against Bethesda and ZeniMax's parent company, Microsoft. ZeniMax Workers United has been attempting to negotiate a deal with Microsoft over remote work requirements while also limiting the number of outsourced quality assurance workers who can be brought in on Bethesda's projects. The union didn't say who Microsoft is outsourcing quality assurance to work to, but it accused the company is ignoring the request to negotiate. They have continually given us the first proposal again and again, and it's become obvious that our different mobilization tactics have not worked, is a quote from one of the union leaders. QA tested lead Rayana, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce that last name, told Inverse, "This is one day strike was called an attempt to make Microsoft more receptive to addressing the union's concerns. Striking isn't fun or ideal, but there's a satisfaction in having a concrete physical action we can do to fight better conditions," noted the senior QA tester, Juniper Dowell. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on with that strike, which, I mean, I can't necessarily blame them. I mean, you start unions for reasons, typically, and surprise a corporation didn't shut down from the get-go, in all honesty.
So there's one more money? At the end of the day?
Sounds like it's better conditions, like, especially when it comes down to, like, their work-from-home titles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did see that.
So it's like, okay, or if... I'm assuming from how that sounds, it seems like they're, like, hybrid. There are some in the office, some at home. Like, it depends what day of the week they're doing one or the other.
I mean, that's not awful.
No, it's not, but, and it's another thing of, like, outsourcing, too. They would just want to focus on doing stuff instead of bringing in, like, in their case, they're bringing in Bethesda to try to help them out when, just because Microsoft owns Bethesda and Bethesda's not part of that union, they're trying to bring an outside union person in to do some work for the union.
Yeah, which is so, a big no.
Yeah. That's another thing that's covering with it, too.
Yeah, you're not supposed to bring in non-union, you know, employees. They don't mix with union members. So.
Mm-hmm.
That's why technically, like, where I'm in the union, our management isn't in the union. So, like, our general foreman isn't in the union. So, technically, he's not supposed to be out there with us in the right of way. Like, we don't care, though. You know, we don't care. But technically, if we really didn't want him there, we could tell him to leave.
Well, it may go a little bit differently than that, because whenever I was the head housekeeper or the housekeeping manager at that nursing home I worked at, they was a union building, and I was a contracted out manager. So if I had any reprimands for any of the employees, I had to go through their union reps to get that done. Which he would have to, I'm assuming he would probably have to do the same thing. Like, if he had an issue with one of you guys, he had to go for a union do disciplinary actions. Or union members have to be present during disciplinary actions.
Yeah.
So there's ways companies get around it, but if you're trying to bring them in just to do work, or potentially tell people what to do outside of it, that's not typically in their ballpark at work, because... I don't know what ZeniMax does, but I'm assuming they don't make video games like Bethesda does.
Yeah, I have no idea, but I doubt it. All right, so just...
They've been part of that, too.
Just long story short, Bethesda workers are on strike. We're going
I just basically just counteracted what I said, since Bethesda was the one on strike with ZeniMax.
Yeah. But
unions are confusing.
Oh yeah, they are, and they're all different on how they, you know, do different things.
Yep.
Like my union is kind of useless, but some are actually good. So. All right, the PlayStation Portal update.
So last week we talked about the Xbox potentially doing a handheld console. I think the news got to Sony because they decided to update their portal to where it wasn't just a pretty much extra screen for your gameplay. They updated it to where you can now do cloud gaming. Well, they're doing a beta for cloud gaming, I should say.
Yeah.
For their PS Plus Premium players, I believe.
Yeah, so it's tied into a subscription.
Yeah, so it's tied into a subscription to test out the beta for remote play. So, you know, I guess they done that for, like I said, my reasoning is they were like, oh, Xbox is potentially doing this, even though a new console is not in the works at all for Microsoft, but they're going ahead and trying to get ahead of the game by getting a quote-unquote hybrid console out there. Well, I guess compared to the Nintendo Switch, it would be like the Switch Lite to an extent.
Yeah.
But it also, some of the audio, like it had audio updates too, the speaker audio output adjustment to make the volume lower when the audio level was set to minimum. So I don't guess it had like a true minimum feature before.
It's probably still kind of loud, I guess. I don't know.
From that bullet point. And you will now be able to adjust settings of your PlayStation Link device from PS Portal settings menu, allowing you to optimize volume and side tone volumes. Yeah, it's just a conglomerate mess from PlayStation.
So, yeah, I think they put this out there because Microsoft said that they were making a handheld. They said it's not anytime soon they're making the handheld, but they said it is on the way. And then all of a sudden, Sony's like, oh, we're going to make the PS Portal not as useless and make it to where you can stream games from the cloud without having to be connected to your PS5. So my question to Sony is, why was this not in the launch? Yeah. If it has this ability, why was it not already, you know, doing that, you know, ability that it potentially had?
Yeah, because they fixed it with a software update.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense. And it being a beta, that tells me that they haven't thought about it very long.
No, since they're testing it out.
So they wasn't planning on doing it. That's why it didn't come out at launch. But then all of a sudden, Microsoft making a handheld, so they're like, oh, we got to make this not look so stupid.
And this is also the company that wanted to complain that Microsoft was using cloud gaming as a selling point, and that's what they're going to be doing with this console.
Yeah, because it can't play games natively because it can't download them. It has to be cloud or streaming from your PS5.
It's a straight digital thing, basically.
Mm-hmm. So, but no matter what you do, you have to have a Wi-Fi connection. You don't have to be connected to your PS5 anymore, but you have to have a Wi-Fi connection.
Correct. Features available during the beta. I went ahead and got a few more bullet points than just a actual like side thing. Stream select PS5 games, so you can't even play all PS5 games on it.
Nice.
From PlayStation's Plus game catalog, which I guess if you're streaming from your PS5, that's different. There's supposed to be over 125 PS games from PS Plus game catalog, including Dave the Diver, Ghost of Tsushima, Marvel Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Monster Hunter Rise, The Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart will be accessible on PS Portal via cloud streaming. Streaming up to 1080p or 60 frames per second. DualSense wireless controller features, which was already a thing on it, I don't guess. I mean, because how I've seen how it is, it looks like
a PS5 controller.
Yeah, it's like a PS5 controller with a
screen in the middle. Yeah.
So I'm assuming the DualSense was already available.
Maybe it didn't work either. Maybe they had to bring it in the update. Maybe the adaptive triggers didn't work.
Maybe it was a DualShock and not DualSense.
Maybe.
PS Plus cloud storage. Save data and game progress can be stored up to 100 gigabytes and will automatically be synced with your PS5 console, making it easy to switch seamlessly between local and streaming gameplay and between multiple devices. Cloud streaming beta for PS Portal will be available through PlayStation Plus Premium Plan, which is offered in the following locations: Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Canada, Croatia, Czech Republic, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Luxembourg, Matala, Netherlands, Norway, Poland, Portugal, Republic of Cyprus, Romania, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, United Kingdoms, and United States. If I mispronounce your country, if you're listening to another country, I do apologize.
I don't know why Sony does the things they do. They make no sense. Like, I know people say Nintendo's confusing, and they are. But right now, Sony's just, what they do is stupid.
Yeah, especially if it wasn't just for last week, Microsoft being like, yeah, we were working on a handheld console, potentially.
I think if Microsoft would have never announced handheld, they would have never updated this stupid
PS4. Sony would have been scrambling to do this right when that game, that console would launch.
Yeah.
Or they'd be doing one themselves.
Yeah.
But they would put that software update then just to have a competitor for a short time until they was able to hurry up and push one out.
Yeah, I mean, it's when the Xbox handheld actually comes out, it's not going to be a competitor to the PS Portal. It'll completely blow the PS Portal out of the water because it's all streaming. It's all Wi-Fi, which a lot of the world, even in 2024, does not have a good, reliable Wi-Fi connection.
No.
I mean, look at Frontier. You know, look at Momos. It's not good. You think the PS Portal would do 1080p, 60 frames per second on Frontier? I don't think so.
Or if you're playing on the go and you're, like I mentioned with Xbox last week, or Wi-Fi or hotspots.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be consistent.
No.
Xbox wouldn't even be consistent. And I think I said that last week too. Yeah, it'll be a nice little feature to have. It's, you know, a convenience thing to do. But, you know, I was like, just like having a Switch, I don't plug the Switch up to the car Wi-Fi just to play it going down the road because it's not stable enough.
Yeah. And that's where being able to download your games natively is important. That way, if you don't have a good Wi-Fi connection, you can still play those games offline.
And I guess the only way you technically ever get away with it is if you was to get like Starlink or something like that. That way you technically have Wi-Fi no matter where you're at if it's satellite.
Yeah.
But if you're still in like a real like foresty area, a satellite's still going to be skeptical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless you know exactly where you're going to go and you know you have good cell phone service there, you can take your T-Mobile Wi-Fi or Verizon, whatever, and take it with you, you know, because technically you could plug it up in a car with a power inverter and then plug it in when you get there, so it'd be consistent at that point, but as long as you never lose service the whole way there.
Yeah.
But that's
just getting a little bit better, but that still depends where you're traveling at.
Right.
You'll still hit dead spots.
Yeah. That's why I say if you know where you're going to go and you know you're not going to lose service at all on your trip there. Now, some games will be fine if you're playing online, but the game's downloaded natively, like, say, 2K. If you played 2K on car Wi-Fi or even hotspots, I've played it on hotspots, and it's good enough. I wouldn't make a shooter and shoot with it, but for a slasher or a defender, it's good enough. But for cloud streaming itself, it's not consistent enough. Even doing a platformer like Celeste or Ori and the Will of the Wisps, like, it's that crucial timing you need isn't going to be consistent enough on car Wi-Fi or hotspots, like you said. Like, even for 2D platformers, it's just not good enough.
Which, I mean, I guess that's technically a thing with cloud, because even if you have good connection cloud, if it's something that's pinpoint accuracy-wise, that's still skeptical.
You're always going to have your latency there.
Yeah.
That's why natively is important.
Mm-hmm.
I understand people play on the cloud, just get a quick gaming fix without having to download the game to their console or download the game at all, whatever you're playing it on, like you play on your TV. Obviously, you can't download games to your TV. I understand that, but your primary way to play, that's not a good way to play.
And the way this sounds too is you don't get to play both at the same time still.
Yeah. Because one, it's probably connected to your, locked to your account, and then you can't play on, you know, the same game on somebody else's account with game sharing or anything, so.
Oh, having a different PSN account.
Yep.
Or subscription, I should say.
Yeah, the PS Plus.
Obviously, you can have an account and not have to pay for it, but the PS Plus, especially for the beta part.
I guess this is their way of maybe making their PS Plus more valuable too. Because it sucks. Like, I would have it if it was like Game Pass and you could play PlayStation games on PC like that, you know, subscribe and then download them to your PC. I would have it, but it's not. It's for PlayStation consoles only. Mm-hmm. And it's stupid. It's mostly streaming. Like, some of them you can download, but most of them, it's cloud-based. All right. Enough of Sony. Had enough of them. All right, so this is a long topic. We got plenty of time to talk about it. Game Awards nominees.
All right. Sit back. Enjoy my voice for a little bit.
Get a snack or a drink. It's going to be a minute.
Yeah. And watch me fumble quite a few times with pronouncing some of these names. All right, Game of the Year, Game of the Year for the Game Award nominees. Because I'm doing Game of the Year, I'm doing all the ballots that's available right now, because there's a few that don't get released until December 2nd.
Yeah.
But, so, for Game of the Year contenders, it's Astrobot, Balatro, Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring, Shadow of the Entry, Erdtree, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Metaphor, Refanzio, Best Game Direction, Astrobot, Balatro, Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring, Shadow of Erdtree, Final Fantasy VII, Metaphor, Refanzio. Don't know why they don't lump those two together, because yeah,
the exact same list.
Exact same list. Best Adaptation, Arcane, Fallout, Knuckles, Like a Dragon, Yakuza, Tomb Raider Legend of Warcraft. It's all your shows and movies.
Fallout should win.
We'll see. Best Narrative, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Metaphor, Refanzio, Senzu Saga, Hellboy 2, Silent Hill 2. Best Art Direction, Astrobot, Black Myth Wukong, Elden Ring. I'm just going to keep on saying Elden Ring because I'm tired of saying Shadow of the Erdtree. Metaphor. I'm just going to call it Metaphor too because I'm tired of pronouncing that second word. And Nevia. Alright. Best Score and Music. Astrobot, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Metaphor, Silent Hill 2, Stellar Blade. Best Audio Design. Yet again, another thing that should just be lumped in with music. Is Astrobot, Call of Duty Black Ops 6, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Senzu Saga, well, I guess technically Hellboy 2, because I'll just start calling it Hellboy 2 from here on out, Silent Hill 2, Best Performance, Brainiac White, Hannah Tell, Humbrey Gonzalez, Luke Robertson, Melina Jurgens, Innovation in Accessibility, Call of Duty Black Ops 6, Diablo 4, Dragon Age the Veilguard, Prince of Persia the Lost Crown, Star Wars Outlaws. Don't know why I put that twice, but okay. Games for Impact. Indinka, Neva, Life is Strange, Double Exposure, Hellboy 2, Tales of Kenzura, Zao, Closer the Distance, Best Ongoing Games, Destiny 2, Diablo 4, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, Helldivers 2. So it's an ongoing, so it's not. It was last year's game.
Last year's?
Yeah, it would have been last year because it said ongoing. It would have been in for something else if it was this year.
What?
Helldivers 2. Because I know we thought it came out at the beginning of this year. It had to come out at the end of 2023.
Yeah, it might have. I don't remember.
Best Community Support. Baldur's Gate 3. Final Fantasy 16. No, 14, my bad. I got my VMI mixed up. Fortnite, Helldivers 2, No Man's Sky. Best independent game. Animal Well, Balatro, Lorelei, and The Laser Eyes. Neva, UFO 50. Best debut indie game. Animal Well, Balatro, Manor, Lords. Pacific Drive, A Plucky Squire. Best mobile games. AFK Journey, Balatro, Pokemon Trading Card Game, Wuthering Waves, Zenless Zero Zone. So that Balatro has been mentioned a lot, and it's a mobile game?
I guess. I've never heard of it.
Best VR AR game.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch Giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch Giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge. From worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Arizona Sunshine Remake, Asgard Draft 2, Batman Arkham Shadow, Metal Hellslinger VR, Metro Awakening. Best Action Games, Black Myth Wukong, Call of Duty Black Ops 6, Helldivers 2, Stellar Blade, Warhammer 40,000, Space Marines 2. Best Action Adventure Game, Astrobot, Prince of Persia The Lost Crown, Silent Hill, Star Wars Outlaws, Legend of Zelda, Echoes of Wisdom. Pick long enough.
I know.
Best RPG, Dragon's Dogma 2, Elden Ring, Shadow of Death. I almost done it again, just Elden Ring. Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, Metaphor. Best Fighting Game, Dragon Ball, Sparking Zero. Grand Blue Fantasy vs. Rising, Marvel vs. Capcom Fighting Collection Arcade Classics, Multiverses, I thought that game's been out for a while.
It re-released because it shut down for a while and it re-released this year.
I mean, I guess I've seen Final Fantasy VII on this list a bunch of times. Makes sense.
Yeah. But
there has to be a rule for that.
Well, I mean, they're letting DLC be nominee for Game of the Year, so.
It's also true. Best family game, Astrobot, Princess Peach Showtime, Super Mario Party Jamboree, Legend of Zelda, Echoes of Wisdom. Pretty much all Nintendo titles minus Astrobot.
Yeah.
Lucky Squire. Best Sims / strategy games. Age of Mythology, Retold, Frostpunk 2, Kunitsu Gami, Path of the Goddess, Manor Lords, Unicorn Overlord. Best Sports / Racing. F1 24, EA Sports FC 25, NBA 2K 25.
I was surprised to see that on that list.
It's the next gen for PC. It has to be. WWE 2K24. Best Multiplayer. Black Ops 6. Helldivers 2. Tekken 8. Warhammer 40,000. Space Marine 2. Most Anticipated Games. Death Stranding 2. On the Beach. Ghosts of Yotai. Grand Theft Auto 6. Metroid Prime 4. Monster Hunter Wild. Content creators. We're not on this list.
Should be.
Queso, Illy John, Techno Gamers, Typical Gamer, Usada, Pecora. Best esports games, Counter-Strike 2, Dota 2, League of Legends, Mobile Legends, Bang Bang, Valorant. Best esports athlete.
We're not on this list either.
Netta Sharpa. I'll just call them by their usernames. 33. Alex Sib. Chavi Faker. CY Wu. ZMJJKK. I'm not even going to try to pronounce that one. Best esports team. Bilby Gaming, Gen G, Navi, T1, Team Liquid, and then players' voices will be announced December 2nd, as I mentioned earlier.
Yeah. So, what's your thought on them allowing DLC to be nominee for Game of the Year? You think it should be its own category? DLC and remake should be its own category.
It should be.
I think so.
Which, from my understanding from the DLC, which makes sense to an extent, even though I don't necessarily agree with it, but I guess it is basically a whole nother game for Elden Ring, but at the same time, they should have just came out with a whole different game instead of making a DLC like that. So yeah, DLC should have its own category. VAD and remakes should have its own category. Like, I'm honestly surprised they didn't try to do God of War Ragnarok again since it came out on PC this year.
To be fair, they should have.
Yeah, since, you know, everyone else got that treatment.
Mm-hmm. Out of it.
So, because, I mean, God of War done it 2 years ago. Well, no, it did come out 2 years ago. Never mind. Because it came out in 22. So, yeah, I mean, Final Fantasy VII has been out since 97, 98. And then it's basically a DLC on itself.
Mm-hmm.
And they've remade that game in different versions several times.
Yeah.
Yet again, they've had 26, 27 years to do it. That's been redone over, but that's still somehow a Game of the Year contender.
Yeah, I think this list is stupid. Yeah, there's some good games. I mean, Black Myth Wukong, I get it. It was a good game and everything. But Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erdtree, that should not be on there. That's
and you got
DLC.
A mobile game as Game of the Year container.
Yeah.
Like, I understand gaming on mobile devices is still considered gaming. I understand that. But
it's not that, you know, it's not that level of gaming.
I'm going to look at what Balatro is real quick. See if it's on even on my Google Play Store. I have an Android.
And there's, I'm surprised there's no Nintendo title for Game of the Year nominee. No Nintendo title whatsoever.
Really? Balatro? People are making this a Game of the Year for absolutely no reason.
What is it?
It's Poker Meets Solitaire. Or Solitaire.
It's
just a combination of those two. Poker and Solitaire.
It's a card game.
It's a card game.
Game of the Year. Nominee. Card game.
There's nothing that you can do with a deck of cards.
That's stupid.
Or multiple deck of cards.
And like I said, a Nintendo title is not in the running for Game of the Year, but a card game.
A card game.
That's ridiculous.
Why? So you got 3 out of the 6. That shouldn't even be on the list.
No. Echoes of Wisdom should be on that list.
If it was like a mobile game that actually had like something behind it or whatever, I would completely understand. Like if I pulled it up and it would have been like, oh yeah, you're going like this adventure, you're able to grab a controller and connect your Bluetooth on your phone, whatever, and play for this game. Like, okay, we got a good story or whatever. But a card game?
No story there.
Definitely. That had words.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
I guess you can count that as a story.
Yeah, I think some games are missing from this list.
Handheld now, I guess.
Yeah. I think if we're talking DLC and remakes and re-releases, God of War Ragnarok, like you said, Luigi's Mansion 2 should be on here. Those are two Nintendo title, but Echoes of Wisdom should be Game of the Year nominee. So that's two that should be on this list. That at least Echoes of Wisdom's down on the list somewhere, but Luigi's Mansion 2 is nowhere on the list.
Because what, Wukong was close to being the same Metacritic score as what Echoes of Wisdom was, wasn't it? Or I remember we covered it. I can't remember what it was.
It was pretty high, yeah.
So yet again, we got a situation like last year where what does Metacritic score mean, Ben, if you're not even going to...
Yeah, maybe next week we'll compare every game on this list, the Game of the Year. Those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, whatever, versus Echoes of Wisdom on the Metacritic score.
I think Astrobot wound up going pretty high.
Yeah, but yeah. Still. But that's not even a full-out game. That's more of a tech demo, pretty much. Like, it just... It's the PS5
it's like
mascot.
It's like Phantom Pain when it first came out.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like a pre-release, and then all the other stuff's coming later to it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that speaks volumes for what it is, but it's kind of hard to go wrong with Astrobot too. Like I've said it, we've said it about Mario I don't know how many times, especially being the generation of gamers we came up on. Astrobot was a pretty good game back in the day, and then he hasn't got love since the early 2000s, if not the late 90s.
Yeah,
because I think it was the PS1 I remember playing it on.
Yeah, I think
PS2
so.
Maybe, but hasn't had anything since then. But still, I'm still dumbfounded that a card game is on there.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. A mobile card game. It's not even for console.
Well, if that's no logic, if, you know, Microsoft just updated their Play Store, could they upload their Solitaire game or Spyro Solitaire on...
Where's Warzone Mobile? In that case, where is Warzone Mobile?
Anywhere on this list.
Anywhere. It's not even under mobile games.
No.
Warzone Mobile is a good game. Just like the console version.
Board game, though.
I don't know. And
something you can do in real life. You can't go around. I mean, I guess you can go around shooting people. Wouldn't recommend it. But we already get bad enough rep as gamers.
Yeah. So.
To actually just go ahead and willingly do it.
Yeah. Don't do that.
But you can play with cards in real life, and it's completely fine to do.
Yeah.
But it's frowned upon if you go around shooting people in real life. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
One's realistic, one's not. Yet again, that's how I feel about simulator games.
Yeah, why would realistic. I play? Yeah, unless you're a goat simulator, I guess.
Yeah,
can't be that's what I'm saying. I can't be a goat. And it, I mean, it's rigged anyway. Like, the we know it's rigged, but they, let's see, they count.
Who do you think's going to win? We done this last year. Who do you think's going to win? We'll do our predictions now. Even though you're the host, and I just
who I want to win out of this awful list of game of the year would be Black Myth Wukong, because it's actually a good game.
Okay, I'll agree with you.
If Belatro or Blatro, whatever, if it wins, we're not doing this next year. We're not doing the game of the year next year. There's no reason that should even be on that. But it's rigged anyway, like, because their votes at the actual game of the year event, their votes count for 90%, while our votes, like, we can vote online, the user votes only count for 10%. It should be 50-50. So you already know, they already know in their head who's winning.
Yeah.
They shouldn't even let us vote at that point, because we're not going to change anything. If they're 90%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's rigged.
Yeah.
But people watch it, so that's why we cover it. But like I said, if the stupid card game wins game of the year, we're not covering it next year. I'm done with them. They made me mad last year. Tears of Kingdom should have won. And then if a card game beats out all of these games, I'm done. A mobile card game.
That could have been in the place of a card game.
Echoes of Wisdom. Echoes of Wisdom is a really good game.
Do mobile games get Metacritic scores?
I think so. Maybe not.
Like, I would just go straight to Metacritic instead of Google. Not like it's not a top search thing on my computer. Yeah, they creep.
I think so. Belatro.
It only got a 90 on Metacritic. It's only a 90.
A 90. It says it's available on PC and PS5. But it says it's a mobile game. But it's in the mobile category. So I guess it released for iOS and Android too?
And it makes sense.
But still, a card game.
Who's using their console or PC? Well, I mean, I'm not saying not use your PC, because I remember playing Minesweeper on the PC and pinball and everything else as kids. I don't know who's just doing it now. I mean, unless you're a kid.
I guess, to be fair, Echo's Wisdom only got an 85 on Metacritic. But
it was like, oh, it was. Yeah, it was lower. I was thinking it was 93, but that was Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah. But still, I think, to me personally, I think Echo's Wisdom should be higher than 85. But I understand that a lot of people don't see the value in top-down Zeldas, like the 3D ones. But
that's basically somewhat going back to its roots too. More exploration and puzzle opposed to actual combat.
Yeah, and I think it was a good game, and it was a good change of the series for, you know, just to get something fresh on the 2D side of things, because last 2D game we got was A Link Between Worlds in 2013. It was just technically a direct sequel of A Link to the Past. So it's just, you know, the same old, but
whole new title anyways, because obviously we had Link's Awakening remake.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been 11 years since it done a actual new title for a 2D. They pop out 3D Zeldas quicker than that.
Yeah.
About every 7 years. Give or take.
Yeah, and what, 2 years from now is the 40th anniversary of Zelda, so maybe they'll try to hurry one up and get it by then. If not, we'll get some kind of remake.
I'm sure. Hopefully, Twilight Princess for Switch.
Yeah, that and Wind Waker. Be nice. Which, by then, it'd be Switch 2, probably. But... or both.
Or do a re-rendering of the original first two.
Yeah. Adventure Link needs fixed.
I think they're scared to try it, even though I think we get a whole lot more love in a different style.
Yeah, that's the one Zelda that they're completely ashamed of, that they've made. Of course, they're ashamed of the CDS ones, but they didn't make those.
Yeah.
But I think if they remade the Adventure Link, they could fix it enough to make people like it.
One would hope.
But we went over on this, so that's fine. But we were just ranting about a card game being on the contender for Game of the Year, and not Echoes wasn't.
Should never looked it up. I'm mad.
I was mad when I first seen this list. Because DLC's on there. That's so stupid to me.
The DLC did get a 95 Metacritic score.
I don't care. It's DLC. Elden Ring already won Game of the Year.
Huh?
It doesn't need to win it again. But, alright guys, that's all the time we have. We appreciate you for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, our Twitch, YouTube, Discord, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, pretty much all of them. Our merch on Redbubble and TeePublic. Colin, do you have anything?
Nope.
All right. Appreciate you guys, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Later, guys.
Finally here! Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals! A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
It's finally here! Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals! A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.